Hine hachochma derech Eitz Chaim of the Ramchal kuf pei hei at the bottom of the page. Hine hachochma kvar nitna min HaKadosh Baruch Hu belev kol bnei Adam. The wisdom is given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu already in the heart of a person. That means before you come to yeshiva to learn, you already have mushrash in you chochmas haTorah. And that's what the Midrash says. The Midrash says that when a person, before a person's born, Kodesh Baruch Hu teaches him in his mother's womb, Kol HaTorah Kula, all of Torah. And when he comes out, he hits him on his lips, here, to make him forget it. So, like, you know, what's the point of knowing it if you forget it? So the point is that it's nirsham. It's there in, how you say nirsham? It's impressed on him. Rishima, yeah, not Rishima. It's impressed on him. That means, since it's impressed on you, it's mushrash in you, it's there in you, you have to enlighten it. All you have to do is enlighten it within you. It's like the coals we were speaking about, that they are on light inside. You have to blow that light out. So the Torah, we're not so rechok from a Torah. Lo rechokim hi mimcha. It's a possible, right? It's not far from you. No be'eva yam. Right? It's within you. It's the primis of you. Learning Torah is an avoda to open out your primis, to open out the real you, the neshama in you, the connection in you with the Creator. It's not something that you have to find outside of you and bring into you. It's something you have to reveal within you. You have to minashef in you. You have to blow in you. That's what we were speaking about before. However, in order that it will be strengthened within you, that mouth will blow with strength. Right? Doesn't mean you learn by, you know, shouting it out. It means as a mushroom, just a bit of coal, you blow with strength. That means, what's the strength here in bringing out the Torah? What things do you do? What's in our actions that you do to bring out the Torah in you? As naaseh mamash kamo ha'esh. Then it becomes like a fire, gamken. Shekashin menapchim ba mitlahevet. When you blow in it, it becomes inflamed. Ken, kishazot ha'ashpa'ah. When this influence, tered minapeh, kamo neshiva. This influence comes down from the mouth like a blowing. Tilaheta chochma, the wisdom will be inflamed. Viru hadas vatfuna, and you will see das vatfuna. Right? You get das and tfuna. Haklulot ba, that's included in this chochma eliona. It's included in this level of chochma. El shelo hayu nirot, they weren't seen. So now he's telling you something else. He's saying, "What's it? First of all, we have to explain what's chochma, das, and tvuna, right? So I'm not sure if we explain this book, but let's take the model of Lego, right? Chochma is the Lego bricks, right? Tvuna is like from Lashon Bina, building, is when you build those Lego bricks and you make something out of it. Das is when that thing is useful to you; it brings down and has an effect on your life." You're bringing it into your life, right? So if you build something with Lego that you need, that's useful to you, that's right? So you take that chochma, that's kiviyochel, the Torah itself, you bring it and you use it, you're creative with it, and then you bring it and it applies to your life, that's das. You understand? That happens if you do certain things. If you do this nishifa. We don't yet know what this nishifa is, but when you do this nishifa, this blowing, this bellowing of the coals, that's what you will get. Ki lo haya nira ki im hachochma shiya sechel atzmo. The chochma, which is the sechel atzmo, that means the ideas that he knows, his information, right? That he knows. He hasn't yet brought it into his own creative aspect. Ach hatfuna hi binat hasechel, the understanding of this, his sechel, the understanding of this information. Hamchabret dava el dava, which connects one thing to another. As I said, loshen bin, building. When you build, what do you take? One block, you put on another block, right? Connects one thing to the other. Umkayemet dava bedava, and keeps it there, these two things together. It's your creativity. Vadasi hatolada hayotzit mikol eile. Das is that which is born from these things. In other words, das is that which brings it into your reality. Tolada, whenever you think about tolada, you think about tolada means something which is born. Eilu told us noach, the fruit of a tzaddikim. A tzaddik is his maisim tovim. That means das is bringing those ideas into the action, to the real world that you live in. Right? And these don't do their actions. This koach of the blowing of the peh ha'elyon, the upper peh. What is upper peh? What is kivyochol from a Kodesh Baruch Hu? That means somehow what you do here is going to cause this upper peh of a Kodesh Baruch Hu kivyochol to enlighten within you the Torah, which will give you bina v'das. We haven't explained what it is yet, but it's, you're hearing what it's saying. It's saying you're doing a pu'ula. When you're learning Torah, you think you're doing the action. No, you're doing the action. Torah is not like any other chokhmah. If you work hard in computing, in maths, in economics, in law, whatever you work, according to how hard you work, how clever you are, you get results. Here, your hard work is not a corollary to the result. Torah is a matan, Torah is a matana. Your hard work and your desire for it and the zikuch haguf and the cleansing of yourself is what gives you a matana. The cleaner you are, the greater the matana. The harder you work, the greater the matana. And the more you desire it, is the greater the matana. It's not like any other learning. That's why you see people, it's unbelievable, Gdoli Yisrael, they know Kol HaTorah Kula. No one in the world knows that much of information. I don't believe you can find someone in the sciences and they know everything about everything. It's a matana. It's a present given to you. V'nimsa, shachoch v'kfar nitna. The chochm is already given. V'apeh enu ela mekayem otzo. In other words, since the chochm is mushrash, it's already given. It was given at birth, right? Or before birth. Vapeh is only there to mekayim it, to establish it within you, to inflame it within you. Achadas vatfuna hen mitchadshot. Das and tfuna, those are things which are up to you to do. That means to be creative in it and to bring it into your lives. That's the Torah that you do in your life. That's the toladot that you do. Those are the generations that you bring into your life. Yeah. Okay, so the question is, why Torah is a matana? A person can only get to a certain level of spirituality in of himself. That's with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu understood from himself, he understood the whole world. He understood from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the understanding of all the nations of the world, all the countries he went to. He understood the Sarim, he understood very, very clearly. This is brought down, Sfarim, in the Midrashim. When he came to Eretz Israel, he was said, Lech lecha el ha'aretz asher er'echa. I, Kodesh Baruch Hu, has to show you. Avraham Avinu, with all his avodah, had to do, Lech lecha me'artzecha, mimoladatecha, mibeit avicha. There were levels that had to be removed from him. Levels of artzecha, the land, and what that land brings to a person. The connection to the land. Mimoladatecha, the influence of your parents' house. Mibeit avicha. Even from the influence of your fathers, you know, a person looks like his father, even that. A person has to be naki from all those three levels. Then he goes, El Aretz Asher Erecha, to a land which I will show you. Eretz Yisrael is chibu to Torah, is connection to Torah. The Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, the Kav, the line that came, Bein HaKruvim, that says the Ramban, is the same line that was a Matan Torah, the same Kav was a Matan Torah, the same Divine Presence was a Matan Torah. Connecting to Eretz Yisrael is connected to something beyond man. That's why Eretz Yisrael is lemal mikol ha'aretzot, it's higher than the other lands. It doesn't mean you have the Himalayas, right? It doesn't mean literally. It means it's spiritually higher than any other lands. It's the center of the world. Right? Because from Eretz Yisrael, the Evin Shtia, it's a Gemara in Yuma, the Evin Shtia, from there, Nishtat kol ha'olam, came the whole world. That means the world came in its formation with all its different facets from Eretz Yisrael. But it doesn't mean that Eretz Yisrael, that since it shorishes in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't mean if you understand the whole world, you understand then the shorish, because in the root, because the root has more than what is given out. Eretz Yisrael is lemal mikol ha'olamot, higher than all worlds, because it's higher in its spiritual status. It's something you can't reach to. You can't reach to. Chochmas ha'umas, you can reach through toil. Torah, you can't reach through toil. Torah has to be a matana. That's the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. The chochma begoyim tamim, you can believe this chochma because you can understand it. Torah begoyim al tamim, they can't have Torah. Because Torah is something which is a matana. Torah is something not that you can get through work. Torah is a matana that Kodesh Baruch gives you based on your avoda. You understand? It said there, ahadat vatunahen mitchadshot. Those are the things that comes through a person's avoda. The hainu shemitchadesh gluyan will be renewed, their revelation tamid rak bekoach neshivat hapeh, only with the strength of, like you said, this blowing of the mouth. We haven't explained yet what that is from our point of view. Alkein ama Eliyahu, achein ruachi be'enosh. There's a spirit in a person. V'nishmat Shakai, God's name, Tavi name, and the blowing of a Kodesh Baruch Hu will cause them to be understood. It will give them bina and then das. V'loshen nishmat, the blowing of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, hu kamo min nishmat Eloka, right? Nishmat Hashem. The blowing of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the blowing of Hashem, Kenachal Gofrit, that's in Yeshaya. Hu miloshen neshima, this is a loshen of blowing. Ay aneshama is a loshen of blowing. If you're understanding well, that neshama comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What gives us the schus to get that neshama, and in that we're different from Umas Olam, that we have Nishma Hashem? That's this blowing of the pair, that's this toil that we're going to do, is going to bring us that. Torah brings us that. V'lo miloshen neshama. It's not the loshen neshama. Da'inu nishimat hapeh, the blowing of the mouth. Nishivat haruach, the blowing of spirit. V'zot hi hanotenet habina. That's what gives a person bina. If you understand a bit more, I'll explain. V'lo hayamim o hashanim, and not the days and the years. Bina, if you understand the levels of a Jewish soul, you have the basic soul, the basic nefesh adam, which is animals have. The Homo sapien nefesh is different from the animal nefesh. You have a brain, you have a much higher level of intelligence. So the nefesh of a person is a much higher level, but it's still just nefesh behemis, the animal within man. Then there's the ruach, that's a spirituality within man. But you have another three levels of soul which come from this neshima. Neshima is bina. Neshima is neshama. Right? As we said here. The nishmat chayim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives to man, right, comes through Torah. That's a new level of understanding. That comes from Torah, that's bina. Chochma is the chaya, because if a person has chochma, a chochma mechayed ba'aleh, real life is when a person has understanding of the Torah. And then beyond that is his keter, which is his inner rotzen. And his inner rotzen is to be dovok to his creator. That's why keter is also called yechida, oneness, because he wants to be close to his creator, that he becomes one with his creator. Those are the three levels are special to Am HaKodesh. Okay? Hine, al kein chovhu, it's an obligation. Now that we explain this, that's how a person gets these higher levels of his soul. He gets the connection with his creator. He gets to live, to bring tfuna and das, and connect to the world in a proper way. Of course it's a chov. Of course it's an obligation. Mutar al adam, lasim atzmo litbonen. How do you get bina? How do you get bina? Oh, you sit and you do fasts, right? You go around in shelig and snow. No. You get bina by using your creativity and thinking deeply. That's the neshima. Ki im eino mitbonen mechashev. If a person doesn't think deeply and mechashev, and like when you say it comes from Lashon Cheshbon, to take, you know, when you learn something, you think deeply. But you just think deeply, and it doesn't have to fit the Tosfos. That's not mechashev. It has to fit the words. It has to be understood. You think deeply first, you understand the what, the nase, then the nishma, then the understanding. So it has to be thinking deeply within the realms of the gedarim of Torah. That's the nishifa. That's what causes the Peh Elyon to blow and awaken and kindle within you the bina. That's how it works. V'ine lo tavo chochma levagesh oto. Won't come chochma, right? Levagesh oto, to those who desire it. V'nisha b'choshe b'lo yediyah. And he will remain in darkness without understanding. V'holech b'darkei ahevel v'afela. And he will remain with nothingness and darkness. So he's saying, without this, it's not going to come to you. You're not going to just say, you know, I want to be more rare than this. It has to come with learning deeply. Learning of Torah deeply, thinking about the world deeply, will bring within you that blowing, the upper blowing. Of course, I said, you need tanaim, you need conditions. The Ramchal doesn't, I don't think he says it here, but he says it in a different sefer, Derech Hashem. He's at the end, he says there by Torah, there's two tanaim to Torah. There's two conditions to Torah. Yireh b'Talmud, that you know what you're learning. This is God's word. This is not math, not physics, not law, not anything. This is God's word. You're learning God's word. Think about it. That's a big thinking. We don't think about that. We will realize when we learn God's word. Why we think, you know, a maths book you can put on the floor. Can't put a Gemara on the floor. Right? Some people, when they learn Gemara, they kiss it. Right? They kiss it. You know, I never ever in my life kissed a maths book. Right? Oh, what a good Kiddush. No. But Chumash, or something you learn, you kiss it. There's an endearment. It's a weird thing to kiss a book. It's like you have a relationship with it. It's not just a wisdom. You have a relationship with it. You know? You kiss people you have an endearment for. That's a weird thing. So what's the minute? You have an endearment for it. There's a love. It's a relationship. You want it. You want it wholly. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, there's Yireh the Talmud, and then there's Tikkun Hamaisim, that a person wants to fix his actions. That means when you're learning Torah, there has to be an avodah of self. That means you're doing it amanat l'kayim, you're doing it in order to change yourself. The Torah itself will change you. Musa is a new thing. Musa is just a time of Yisrael Salanta. Beforehand there wasn't a Musa movement or anything like that. There was a need for it. Adarab, but today there's even more of a need for it because we don't know how to learn Torah. But Torah itself can give it to you. Torah fixes a person if he's learning it amanat l'kayim, to mekayim the mitzvahs, and to change himself, to change according to what he's learning. The Torah itself will change you. That's what Ramchal says. Ramchal says, if a person learns Torah in these ways, it can change a person completely. And he says, even if he doesn't learn Torah in these ways, and then it's only a segula. It's only a segula. It's only like a, you know, it doesn't have the same influence on a person. But even then, he says, halavai, Kodesh Baruch Hu says in the Midrash, he brings the Midrash, halavai oti azvu, halavai me they left, the Torah tai, my Torah they didn't left. Why? She'or sheba, the light in it, machziram lamuta, will bring them back to goodness. We don't know what Torah is. We don't know. V'sof davar, yitein din, a person will give, in the end a person will give din v'cheshbon. Lifnei melech malchei ha'melachim ha'kadosh baruch hu. He will give judgment and cheshbon. I'll explain to you soon. Al shelo nishtamesh min ha'chochma, that he didn't use his chochma, his innate chochma. Umin hakoach and his strength, his potential, ashehit biyabo, which is innate in him, lasot chol. To make something chulin is to misuse it. To mechalel something means to take it and make it mundane. You have kedusha. Kedusha is when you bring out of you, when you bring into something which is kadosh, something which is holy. An animal, you make kadosh. You make it holy, right? How do you make it holy? It's something physical. You connect, you associate it with something spiritual. So you make it holy. When a person has such a chokhmah inside him, and he uses it for chulin, he doesn't use it to understand his creator, that's a he's profaning himself. A person has to use his chokhmah to connect with his creator, to understand his world, litabonen, to think about his life. Not to run around without thinking. We have to have time to think and understand why we're here, what we're living for. And learn the Torah to understand that, because the Torah is going to teach us that. Zevadai pitui yetzer. This is the pitui, this is the, how do you say pitui? The yetzer comes and seduces us. Vasitra achra, on the other side. Ashe yishtadel b'kol oz. Will try with all its strength. Lapilo b'ze. He will try and make him fall in this. That's why Mrs. Hashem brings this analogy with Paro. That when a person's working, you know, you work, he'll bring all the toils of the world on you. So you don't have the time to think about life. You don't have time to meet Bonen on what you're really living for. You have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to go there, you have to do this. Bring all of these to confuse you. So you won't be thinking deeply about your life. Kikva yada, it's already known. Im nafal b'ze ma'at, if you fall in this a little bit, nisha'er lo lashuv litkomem. There'll be left there for you to return and to re-stand up. Ki yediyas ha'emes, and this is what it means, sheva yipol tzarik v'kam. 7 times a tzarik will fall and get up. Even though you've been there, you've been influenced by all these influences. You've had this one, you know, you had to do this, you had to do this, you had all these toils in life. A person can always stand up and reconnect and rethink. Think about his life. Mitbonen, to work hard, to toil, and that was ikar. And it's not just the time when you're in yeshiva. It's not just, you know, now you're a year, 2 years in yeshiva. Now I'm going to think about life, and now I've worked it out. Now I'm going to go back to the world and, you know, get into it. Get into what? No. A yid spends his whole life delving and understanding. That's why we have a mitzvah Talmud Torah constantly. You know, you need a parnasa. You need to do the things you need to do, right? But make sure you have a good chunk of your life focused on what's ikar. Because that's refocusing everything else. And then everything else becomes a mitzvah. Everything else becomes a connection. If you don't have that period of time in your life, every day, to connect, then it goes back. You lose it. You lose those things being a form of connecting to you, to your Creator. That's why it says, make your Torah keva and melachto arai, and your melach arai. It doesn't mean in terms of time. It means in terms of ikah. What's main? The main in your life is connecting to your Creator. The tafel in your life is doing the other things. But if the main in your life is connecting to Creator, all the tafel is connecting as well. Just make a bracha. You make a bracha, you have ikar and tafel, you make the bracha on the main. And the tafel comes with it, right? Like you have a cake and the cherry on the cake, right? The cake's the ikka, the cherries, you don't make a bracha on the cherry. Oh, but the cherry's a different bracha. There's tafel to the cake. You understand what I'm saying? So it's the same thing. The Torah doesn't matter how much you learn it. For you it's ikka, for you it's, that's the important part of your day. Right? That's the important. No. It changes your whole day. You're sleeping, your working is all so you can connect. And it changes your working, it changes your sleeping, it changes every aspect, it changes your eating. Every aspect is serving that. Therefore, every aspect is connecting to your Creator. It changes a person. We're not into, you know, be a priest and, you know, go and separate from the world. No, be in the world. When you're in the world, you're connecting in every single aspect. But you need the bonanut to connect. You need that period of time to reconnect and transfer all your life to that reconnect. Ki yediyat ha'emet, the knowledge of the truth, mechazeket ha'neshama, brings out, brings strengthens the neshama, umarcheket mimenu hayetzar vaday, and it separates definitely the yetzar. And this is what it means. Torah tavlin the Yetzirah. So the simple pshat is Torah is the refuah for the Yetzirah. It solves that problem. And it's the only refuah. Without it, we can't. But the different pshat is tavlin, it's like spice. It spices up the Yetzirah. It becomes a useful thing. The koach that your Yetzirah has, you now bring it, you learn Torah with it. So you argue with the Yetzirah. You think, you use it. That's what it means, and we say in Kriyat Shema, with all your yetzer, even with your yetzahara, with all your heart, even to levav two baits, even your yetzahara. The drash of Chazal. And there's nothing that weakens the neshama like a lack of knowledge. That's the fight. The fight is, the yetzahara is, He'll have you involved in this world. He'll take away from you all the opportunities you have in this world to come close to Creator. And your fight is to find those opportunities to connect, to be born in, to think, to delve, to be creative. And that's how you can only fight your Yetzirah. V'im haita yediyah rechava, if the yediyah was wide, v'omedet alev bnei adam, if he was wide, and stood on the heart of a person, lo hayu chotim la'olam. If we had this knowledge and we left it, was imprinted on our hearts, person wouldn't do averus. That means learning Torah, right, by nature will be removed. That means it has to be a constant effort, because it's benigud to our guf. It's against our guf. That's why it says Torah, you have to be main nisatzmo aleh. You have to toil in it, because it's going against you. It's going against your physicality. That means your physicality, by nature, is mavriach. It pushes it away. That's why you have to relearn and restudy. And that's why you have shichacha. That's why you have forgetfulness. You only have forgetfulness because you're physical. If you reach to a level of spirituality, it's brought down in Sfarim, you reach the level of Chaya, right? You reach the level of Chochma, you don't forget. Anything you learn, don't forget. It sits there. And also, you don't have a Yetzirah. Okay, that's going to happen to us. But that's what it is. It's the same thing, you understand? It's the same thing. Our physicality is what prevents us from our spirituality. It prevents us from our Torah. And the Torah is that which removes us from our physicality for the sake of physicality. It doesn't remove us from physicality to connect to the physical world, but to connect for the sake of physicality. Ach, lo haya wouldn't be afilu hayetzer karov aleihem v'sholet aleihem. The yetzer wouldn't even be close to them, or even be sholet on them, be have dominion on them. Kamo she'ena sholet b'malachim. Just as it doesn't have any dominion on the malachim. If Torah was sat on our hearts, if Chochmah sat on our hearts, that means Chochmah and Bina, we wouldn't do a virus. So the more we're reminding ourselves of Torah, the more we meet Bonen in the world, that's the derech lenatzeach from the Yetzirah. It's Bonenut. It's thinking. Creativity, using ideas, thinking about the world, thinking, understanding, and living with that. And the more that's imprinted in us, the more that makes an impression, the more that we inflame it, that brings the per elyon, the shinosheva, that blows in us. With it? Okay, we'll stop here.